Actually, I'll be doing a tag team with my colleague here, Jit. Maninder Singh Jit is a technical lead with SAIC on the NBS implementation, and he'll be doing the second half of this actual computer demonstration. I'll be talking to the slides, setting up the context to what the page builder is and how this highly configurable functionality is brought about into the system. And Jit will be demonstrating the actual solution itself. So the goal of this session is to provide the attendees here with an overview of the page builder. Page builder is a functionality within the NEDS base system, which is a CDC's implementation of this communicable disease surveillance system. It's currently implemented in 19 jurisdictions in the United States, and the NEDS base system has been in production for almost 7 years now, and or actually 9 years now. Sorry, 9 years now. And today I'm going to present a new functionality that we have developed into the system and has been in use for approximately 12 months now. The technical solution that we'll be demonstrating in the later part of the session will be actually showing how the page builder brings in this ability to configure the disease or create a disease module on the fly by using by not really using a computer scientist or a technical person, but rather by an epidemiologist, and how to do it. And we also provide some of the insights and challenges and successes and lessons learned during this implementation, so that these lessons that we have learned in the NBS implementation can be taken to other surveillance system developers and users, and take the value from here. So the business driver for NBS. So with our 9 years of experience, we kind of learned that the requirements for the jurisdictions in terms of the disease modules are different. There are different data elements requirements. There are different usability requirements. The forms that the states use for each of these different communicable diseases are different. The data values that they collect are different. Their analysis reports and processes are different. So there continues to be a varying trend. So if we build a single representation, it's obviously it's not a solution that meets everybody's expectations. With over 19 different adopters, it has been a challenge, and there's been an acceptance to the solution, but the challenge has been how configurable they have been, how much they could use the system. So that was the part that we are trying to address. So the time to implement disease modules. So due to a lengthy process, which I'll be describing in the next few slides, the process of building a disease module took over a period of 6 months, which was too long for any system to be implemented. So we found that was not cost effective. It was not sensitive to the public health requirements, timeliness and requirements. So considering all this, there was a need for a solution that would expedite this process and make it more a rapid implementation rather than a long process. Standardization. Public health, we always have issues with standards. Standards can continue to evolve, but adopting to certain standards and the process of implementing the standards within the page, within the forms that are used for the disease modules, they were pretty stringent in certain extent because as changes evolved, somehow the maintenance of these standards became a challenge. Utilization of these standards within the pages were difficult, so there needed to be a better solution to make this process easier. The cost of implementing, as the implementation process gets longer, the cost of implementing also goes high. And maintenance of these modules, so as new public health requirements evolve, there is a constant need to change, and the maintenance process was not effective. So all these became the driver to come up with a functionality that would help us be effective with the approach or so. What is the NBS page builder? The NBS page builder, the basic functionality, as it says, is to build forms or build pages. So we build electronic forms for reportable, non-reportable, and emerging diseases. Now, I'll talk to the migrate legacy electronic forms as it applies to NBS in a later stage. So there are five major phases that we are looking at, the build phase, which is to build the forms, and then we use the forms to collect the data. So it's an electronic format to collect data and to integrate electronic forms with existing enterprise services. So enterprise services is like not about just collecting the data, but applying to the different workflows that are existing within the disease surveillance process. For example, contact tracing, things like ELR, electronic lab reports. How to integrate these different types of enterprise services into the pages itself, so that it's not just merely here collect patient's name or collect patient's ID or collect disease type or condition type. It's about integrating all those services that are required in the workflow for disease management and have them accessible while you build the pages. And then you use the data that's connected through the pages and help them to analyze the data and then to disseminate using standard representations. Many of you here may be aware of the NND case notification. Now, when you collect the data, obviously there's a need to disseminate this data between different stakeholders. Now, if you want to send the data to CDC, the NND format is used to send the data. But if you're creating the forms, there should be a way to tie these data variables that are collected to the NND format and then to send the data. And then, like you know, the process cycle continues because there is a continuous change for need for change. So we need to have the ability to maintain these forms, update the electronic forms based on the disease trends and outcomes that evolve. So there's a continuing change. So this whole process is what we call as the page builder. The ability to support all these processes is what the page builder provides. In terms of how the page builder is used to implement a disease module, I kind of classify them into four major areas: the discovery phase, the definition phase, the development phase, and the deployment phase. Discovery phase talks about collecting the key inputs and determining the scope and perform analysis on what is required within the pages, within the disease module. Now, the definition phase talks about collecting the key requirements and what are the requirements for analyzing the data, what are the requirements for messaging the data or reporting the data. So those are some of the phases that we do in the definition phase. And the development is the actual implementation of the page itself. And then the deployment is how it's been deployed and used for analysis and messaging of the data. So I hope it's a little, it could have been a little bigger, but I'll walk through this. So I presented these four phases, which is actually the discover, define, develop, and deploy. So we kind of draw this diagram across the different types of resources that will be acting on these different phases. So the epidemiologist is key in identifying what are the key inputs, what are the key areas for these different conditions. Let's say if it's a VPD, vaccine preventable diseases, what are the key data elements that needs to come in? We define the collection, define what are the requirements of the data that needs to be collected. So there, the epidemiologist plays a role. The data analyst comes in and identifies what are the analysis requirements, what are the dissemination requirements, and then there's the system implementer who actually will be building the disease module itself. So this particular slide talks about the very high level of the different phases. But as I go into the next slide, where I talk about the specific process, how NBS used to build, and then with the page builder, how it changes. So in this state process, we can see that everything starts off with coming up with a disease guide. So the varicella disease guide, the tuberculosis disease guide, these are some of the case notification guides that CDC had developed along with, in collaboration with the CDC programs. Now these guides are built, So these guides, as they're built, they work with the CDC program areas and CDC projects like the data message brokering team, the FinVATS team, and the data store team. They work with them collaboratively to identify what are the programmatic needs. So these programmatic needs come up with a basic set of requirements for the data elements that are used in the guide. Now, the NBS team in the past used to actually collect these requirements from this stage and start providing feedback to how the program area module will work using these requirements. Now, this process that you see here in the middle, where the conditions determining, once the condition has been determined for messaging guide, and once the data mart design and the determining required vocabulary and the data elements have been identified, a draft requirements document is provided. And based on the draft document, we identify a final document, so that would be the actual release guide. Now, based on this release guide, NBS team used to actually take up that release guide and go through the process of data requirements, where we used to kind of identify what are the metadata that's required to be collected, what are the vocabulary that used to be collected, questions that are to be in the guide, what are the data mart requirements, what are the reporting requirements and stuff. So this process was quite laborious, and it took a longer time. And we used the CDC and NBS resources to actually implement the disease module itself. But once the disease module is implemented, then it has to be released to the state, and the states basically went through the user acceptance training process, and then, like, you know, it deployed, deploy each disease module. They used to get trained in these disease modules, and then they identified if there are any changes. It had to go through a process. It was quite a long an expensive process, and most of the work were done at the CDC NBS location. Now, what the new page builder brought in is actually changed the approach, where the CDC created a template which would be using the standard representation, using the page builder, identify what are the basic vocabulary needs for the core data elements, identify the template, and once the template is available, the states could import these templates, and then they could edit, modify, and add appropriate data elements that are required at a state-specific location. And then, like, you know, they could actually do all the data migration, data porting, and all those activities, and then publish the page. Now, here, the change was from rather doing everything at CDC, the change is now moved. There's a shift from doing everything at CDC to rather having the states participate in this process of building the page and adopting the page itself. Now, however, the role is defined in the NNDs by CDC creating the state the templates, whereas for the state reportable conditions, the states can actually create their own and they can share it within the jurisdictions. Now, this reduces the burden of implementation by CDC, and then, like, you know, going through the entire process. Now, it's a very rapid process. As the disease guides evolve, the CDC program can just implement the template and share it with the jurisdictions. Now, this process can change. I mean, this is a very recent process. Now, depends on how the performance goes. We can actually look at other ways to implement this approach. But for now, when we talk about the page builder, there are some key functions that are required to be a part of the page builder. For example, manage conditions, manage vocabularies, and managing questions and templates and pages. So what JIT will be presenting us today is how the page builder helps us to do some of these key functions, and then, like, you know, we'll look at some of the lessons learned at the end. So, Jennifer, do you want to add anything to this?
Yeah, I think one of the key things that page builder has allowed us to do is sort of give the state some independence, but still allow them to propagate their forms with standards. So we are not actually doing physical coding and development anymore to build different disease modules. It is through configuration of the system, not actual development. So by configuring the metadata or a list of the questions, here are the vocabulary, drawing on standardized sources, they can actually go in and build something on the fly, and there's no development cost per se. So it's a much more cost-effective solution. It requires configuration as opposed to development. So an epidemiologist can go in there and build the disease forms and not have to be dependent on a technical team that may or may not be available. So we see this as a much more sustainable model, a way that they give the states the configurability that they need, but also propagating the standards that CDC needs to be able to interpret the data. And also the standards.
Thanks, Jennifer. So I'd like to invite Jet to walk us through a quick demonstration of the actual page builder functionality itself. Jet? I think we need to switch to the, click this. Click content. Share desktop. No, share. Click share.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Maninderjeet Singh. So I'm going to show you the actual, the page builder, how it's functioning. I think as Arun mentioned, everything started with collecting the key elements to build the page. That includes, the vocabulary, the messaging piece of it, the analysis part of it. What we provide. We are at release 4.2 right now. This process, the whole process started about a year back in release 4.0. And right now, a couple of states are already using the page builder. For the benefit of states, instead of them starting from the scratch, what we provide them with is a basic template that they can start from and then start building the page based upon that. So I'm going to start with showing you guys how the template's been imported, the initial template's been imported into the system, and then how the pages for the different conditions can be built based upon those templates. So all of this functionality actually goes under system management page management module, where we have list of things that we can do, as Arun showed on the slide, where you can add a new condition into the system. You can manage your existing pages. You can manage your questions. You can add questions to the templates that we have provided. The template actually comes up with a generic list of questions for based upon the messaging guide. Right now, we have four templates that we distribute to states. That includes generic template, malaria, arboviral, basic and advanced templates. And so states can import those templates and also add their local questions to the templates if they want to. So along with the templates, also, states can manage the vocabulary that they want to add to the questions. For example, they can manage the drop-downs, the list of values in the drop-down. They can import the vocabulary from the FinVets. That's another functionality that we are providing them in the Manage Value Set module. So I'm going to start with a managed template module, where I'll show you how states can import. And this is, anybody from states, it's so configurable that anybody from the state can do it. So going into the managed template module, so they can browse the templates that's provided with the release to the state, which is basically an XML file, which contains the behavior of the questions with regard to the user interface, with analysis part of that question, and how that question will be analyzed in the reporting database, how that question is going to fit into the message that's been sent to the CDC. And so once I import the template, I'll probably go and show you the question, how it looks like, and what all the elements we are capturing for that question. So once you import the template, it basically shows you the preview of how that page that you just imported the template for is going to look like. So this comes with the demographic data for the condition, the condition info, and it also provides functionality, the inbuilt functionality that NBS already had, like a contact tracing and supplemental info that actually includes how to associate lab reports, morgue report, and other supplemental info along with the case. So once you import this template, so what comes with the template, as I mentioned before, is a list of questions that the template has. So we can go to the question library and look at all the questions that's been imported with this template. So the question will have, all the behaviors that I mentioned before, how they're going to behave from the user interface perspective, the analysis, and the messaging perspective. So if we go to the system management now, page management, and manage question piece, you'll see, all the questions that got imported with the template. Looking at one of those questions to actually show you what all is captured in those questions. So, starting with the basic information, which tells, how the question is going to look on the page, the label, and whether it's a quoted value or a simple date field or a text field. Then it also includes the information about the data marts, how these questions is going to be stored inside the reporting database, and this whole process is automatic. Once you construct a page out of this template, your message will get created automatically based upon the configuration in the question. Your question will be moved to the reporting database automatically. It exactly knows where in the reporting database it goes to.
Is it possible to make the font a little larger?
Sure. Yeah, the top changed, but the rest of the stuff did not. Let me see if I can try changing the resolution. Does that make any difference?
Oh.
Sorry.
So I've got a question that you had mentioned that so this is your template for a question, and can you bring in local agencies can bring in their own questions if they want, and how much of metadata you're presenting here is not for you, so for instance, for data marks that may not be something natively known for, is that included as part of the capability for the system?
Right now it doesn't. I'll probably show you the add new question, but one of the enhancement requests that we are doing is actually by selecting some of the initial data, it kind of automatically populates some of the information, kind of drives some of the information and populate those questions so that user doesn't have to go through this long form of entering each and every information for the question. But that's not there though, but it's one of the enhancement requests that we have will be implemented in the coming releases.
And right now the system does automatically store the reporting dice name value pairs for the questions that you have. And so it's all in there, and then it's a matter of going in through an exercise package or through SAS or however you want to access it, and then pivoting it out into whatever types of columns you want to see. But it doesn't automatically do that.
So
the pivoting for you.
No, it stores along with it. Yeah, it's the same table that it stores to. But again, when you're adding a question, you can define. You know, from the operational data perspective, it's the same table that it goes to. But from the reporting perspective, you can define a dimension where it should go to and what column in that dimension, which would be a part of the fact, and then you know you can construct a data model out of it. So you know what we did so far is actually imported a template. Now, actually, you want to create a condition using this template or a condition page using this template. So if you go back to the system management screen under, go ahead.
So when you mention it goes to the same table as you add something,
mm-hmm.
additional columns that already defined where those fields go, or is it something that you have to also make a change to the database layer?
No, you don't have to make any changes to the database layer. You know, again, for every question, what you have is a set of metadata tables that kind of defines the question as such. And the answers for the data capture for that question is actually stored in the name value pair table. So it doesn't really you know, matter how many questions you're adding to the page. It's still stored the same way, but the metadata actually defines what kind of question, you know, and what's the behavior of that question on the UI and message and the reporting database.
Don't say if you have like a one-to-n relationship where say there's multiple, you know, clinic visits or something like that.
Right.
How would you capture?
I'll probably show you on the page, but what we got, we call it as like a batch entry questions, where the questions actually repeats within the same page. You know, what we are doing is it's the same table, it's a name value pair table we are storing with an extra column in there that kind of distinguish them as a, like a group questions instead of individual questions. All right. So, you know, when we are adding when we are trying to add a page, you know, the first thing you want to do is actually have a condition in there that you want to add. So I'm gonna try adding a new condition and then basically associate that condition with the page using the template that we just imported. So once you add the condition, it asks you if you want to associate this condition to a page. You click on the link to actually do that. So add new. So when you're adding a page, in the template field, you'll actually see the template that we just imported. So that would be the base for your new page where you can use that template to construct this page. And then it will give you the list of messaging guides that are published which you want to associate with the new page. And we selected Arboviral template, so we're going to add a Arboviral messaging guide to it. And you know, actually, you can relate a multiple conditions with the same page, so that you don't have to, you know, go through creating a page for every individual single condition. So once you add that that template and create a page for that condition, it will take you to the preview mode. So what we have actually in the system is actually a work area, we call it, and the actual published area where you know you can start using those forums and start collecting the data for those forums. So right now, when you're seeing the page in the in the system, in the preview mode, it's still in the work area mode. Now you can go to, you know, edit the page. You can, you know, move around the fields the way you want to. You can add tabs to it. You can add sections, subsections to it. You can change some of the behavior, for example, labels of the questions and whatnot if you want to. So you can do, you know, all that. So, you know, there is a whole bunch of functionality available for you here to actually customize the page the way you want to do it. So once you do, you know, think that, okay, you know, the page is all configured and it's ready to be published, you can submit those changes and then click on the publish and put some notes in there. Now that's where now it's actually bringing the page from your work area environment to the actual you know, the published environment now, where you can start using that page and collecting the data and whatnot for that. So I'm going to just you know, one thing I want to mention before we actually go to the published page is, you know, the things that you can it's defined in the template. For example, the page rules. There is a standard set of rules that you can define, you know, when you are sending the template, and you can add more rules to the page too. If you want, for example, you know, you want a certain date fields to be, you know, captured, you know, after date of birth of the patient and whatnot. So there is a the cross field validations, there is a numeric validations, date validations, etc. that you can do before you actually publish your page. So now, as you see, actually, that particular condition that you have just added is available for a data entry screen. Now you can go ahead and add that condition to a patient. There you go. You can capture all the data. You know, it will provide you with the additional functionality of once I submit. You know, so all the core functionality that's available, where you are associating a lab report or a morgue report to a to an investigation or creating a notification and whatnot. That's all. The contact tracing is available with this page. Any other questions? Yeah.
Is there going to be a decision process for each new condition that you...
I'm sorry, can you repeat it?
Is there going to be a certification process with each condition that you...
So, Vaughn, go take it.
Yeah, there will. Just because the system is, even though we provide a template based on the standardized method mapping guide, the state has so much configurability in the system, so it is possible to actually change something either intentionally or inadvertently. So the MBS states will kind of be just like everybody else now, as far as you'll still need to go through the certification process. So what will happen is when the system generates a message, you'll contact the team here. Just say, hey, we want to work on VIN certification for generic case notification or arboviral, for example, and you'll submit a test message. We've already tested it before it went out the door, so if you use the template, you shouldn't have any problems. But it just gives us that extra check to try to, because as many of you know, we're constantly trying to improve access to the data that you send to the CDC programs, and we've had some challenges there. So that's one easy step for us to take to make sure that the data coming in the door is good quality data. And so we do still want to go through that certification process. It should just be faster and easier for the MBSA because we've already done pre-testing and you're not having to create that method on your own.
All right. Yes, sir.
How many roles and groups handled? So my particular question relates to making changes directly to the production environment. I wouldn't want everybody to have access to make these test changes necessarily jump on the application.
Right. So you have to actually go through the security admin to give a proper role. I can show you quickly because you have to have a system admin role actually to make the changes to the form. Not every user will be able to go in there and do that. There is a set of permission sets that that we are defining that will permit a certain user to do this functionality. So if you look at the permission set screen, there's a list of system permissions that you do where one of the permission is a page management. So the only users which have the page management permission will be able to change those forms.
And is there a further split to certain data groups that I wouldn't want to see certain permission?
You know, in here it's all or none for the page. But we do have, for example, you know, for some of the forums where, for example, there are some HIV questions, let's say on the forum. So we have a permission set based upon those disease modules where the certain users can be able to see those questions or not able to see those questions. All right, thank you so much, very much.
Last question.
In terms of like the development work for ADA compliance, for example, security vulnerability testing, performance testing, how do you guys handle that before it gets pushed out to us as a state?
So we do have like internal performance testing based, you know, not only from the data entity perspective, but also, you know, with respect to, you know, when you're pushing this disease module to a state, you know, the first thing that you have to look at it is whether the state is already using an old form for the same condition, because they can do that too. So there has to be a, you know, there is a functionality available that, you know, let them do the data porting over before actually they start using the form. And we do internal performance testing, and also we involve some of the states with the beta releases before it's actually pushed to the production state.
All right. I'd like to acknowledge the CDC staff members and the NBS development team and the NBS user community who has contributed a lot to this page builder functionality. So, thank you.